While we're on the topic of computer viruses, it would be wrong of me to not talk about Bonzi Buddy, this little purple goober. Now, Bonzi was created in the early 1990s to late 2000s, and he was just essentially a little guy that would appear on your screen and you can interact with him. He was created by a company known as Bonzi Software. He reminded lots of people of the Microsoft Clippy in how he would just pop up every now and then, tell jokes, tell stories, sing songs, all that stuff. However, Bonzi quickly became infamous for all of the wrong reasons, because not only was he an annoying purple gorilla, no, he was also malware. He downloaded lots of bad things onto computers. Now, Bonzi Buddy is not technically a virus, but you know, who am I to dispute that? But Bonzi would alter browser settings, change home pages, and injects ads into your web experience, which is similar to like adware and spyware, as well as harvesting personal information such as the user's addresses and all that other stuff, which is terrifying when you come to realize that the majority of the Bonzi users were children, which is gonna come back up in a moment. Uninstalling Bonzi Buddy was not straightforward either, as even after deletion, things would still pop up. But the company of Bonzi Buddy did face some pretty horrendous legal issues. And that's because in 2002, the company was sued for violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, also known as COPPA, because it was harvesting data from users under the age of 13. And in 2003, they were ordered to pay a settlement of $75,000, and this was for using deceptive marketing practices. For example, they claimed to block ads when Bonzi Buddy was actually creating adverts to shill to its users. But by 2004, Bonzi Buddy had been blacklisted by nearly every anti-spyware group, but it was too late because the damage had already been done, and this little guy's reputation has been ruined for a lifetime.